AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Obama speaks out more forcibly about Russia and hacking in the United States.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
In his final news conference, the president also strongly defended his administration's response to Russian hacking. That includes his refusal before the election to talk about any motives that may have been behind the hacking of the Democratic National Committee and others. The president and his family are now in Hawaii for the holidays. Donald Trump, meantime, continues his thank you tours. In Florida last night, he talked about the way his supporters acted during the campaign.
You people were vicious, violent, screaming, "Where's the wall? We want the wall!" Screaming, "Prison, prison, lock her up." I mean, you are going crazy. I mean, you were nasty and mean and vicious, and you wanted to win, right?
He says now that he's won, his supporters can be more mellow. This weekend, retailers are hoping to see a lot of people who will be trying to wrap up their Christmas shopping.
Stores are once again counting on last-minute buyers for the final stretch of holiday shopping, especially today, which could be the busiest shopping day of the year. Retail consultant Joseph Schmidt says you may see some good sales, even though retailers were trying to avoid deep discounts earlier on.
While every retailer that we were working with is saying that they were trying to be less promotional going into the season, and they're going to hold out and try to maximize margins, the customer wasn't responding to that and holding out on their purchases.
Only 8 more shopping days till Christmas. I'm Sandy Kozell.
And it's cold in the upper Midwest as people try to get that shopping done. There's snow in the forecast from Illinois to New England, with rain and icy conditions in Virginia and Maryland. This is AP Radio News. A new agreement to allow humanitarian cases to leave a couple of Shiite villages in northwestern Syria. It's a step that might allow the resumption of civilian and rebel evacuations from Aleppo, which had been suspended. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council was called yesterday to consider the situation in that town.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says some states had drug overdose deaths jumped nearly 200%, with 30 states seeing increases in deaths resulting from abuse of heroin and prescription painkillers. New Hampshire saw a 191% increase. The CDC says last year, more than 52,000 people died of drug overdoses, with almost two-thirds involving prescription or illegal opioids. 16 states saw a jump in deaths from synthetic opioids, with New York at almost 136%. As for heroin deaths, 11 states had increases, with South Carolina seeing the biggest spike at 57%. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
And she was reporting on a report that says drug overdose deaths are on the rise in the U.S. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.